I'm done, bro. Wait, where you going? To watch the Full 94 podcast. Can't watch that without me. Wait up, bro. You know Full 94 is my favorite show.
Winning.
A winner, the champ, the best, we are all of them. Cause we went right and not left and not followed them. Sobriety tests, I am walking up in line. Added the sex and the drugs, but couldn't subtract my mind. They all wanted me dead. I was chilling in the cut, then I transformed like I'm best friends with Shia LaBeouf. See, I've been a winner, check it, and I ain't even firing. Church time's God, I'm a product of my environment. We are winners, losers come with me. Never letting flesh envy, we don't worry about the money, the sex, the cars, the clothes. Now watch reality unfold like we winning in here, yeah, we winning in here.
Say we winning in here, yeah. MTNV Sports, Full 94, what's going on, family? We're here back in the building. A little late, but we back here on time, man. I hope y'all tuning in with us. Yo, Wildress, Jude, tell me how y'all doing, man.
All good, bro. 65 degrees up here. Ready to rock and roll, man.
Ready to bring it time.
Yeah.
In Chi-Town?
Yes, sir.
I ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I don't even want to hear what you're talking about.
I feel a little cold, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Can't relate.
A little cold.
It's 78 and we on time. So maybe it's the cold, but you know.
We on time. That's what I like. This we got to get to. I think it was it got up to in the 60s today, but I think it was 38 this morning. So I didn't know what to think.
I don't know nothing about that. It's 68 here at night. You know what I'm saying? But it's sundress season. I went to Target Saturday. I was about to lose my mind. So shout out to all the ladies in Target. I hate Target, but apparently that's where I need to be at because it smells like lavender, cocoa butter, and amazing decisions in there. So
amazing decisions. What is going on right now, man? I love what's happening, man. And so everything else, everything good in the corner. We got the Floridian, the ATL, and ATL. Well, you from ATL too. You just in Chicago right now.
Yes, sir.
I don't think I've ever asked you that, bro. What got you in Chicago?
Military, bro. I was a boot camp instructor to finish out my career.
Check that out. I ain't messing with you, bro.
You was bullying people into being LeBron fans, basically.
You gonna like LeBron. He said yes. Well, let's talk about somebody else that's lighting up the scene right now, man. Give me this. What's up, Ron? This is my thing here, man. Luka is I think it's very hard to put it into words what he's doing right now, right?
He's doing MVP numbers is what he's doing.
We understood he was absolutely amazing, but six straight, not just 30-point games, mm-hmm. not just 30-point double-doubles, but 30-point triple-doubles. This don't make no sense to me. In these last six games, he's averaging 36.3, 11.5 assists, and 11 rebounds. It don't make no sense to me, bro. Whatsoever. Tell me, is this something we thought we were gonna see? Like, you got talk to me on that one, for real,
bro. First of all, he had 15 to start the first quarter out tonight. Right now against the Bulls, he didn't score in the second quarter. But you know, I feel like that is by design. I feel like the game comes so easy to him right now, where he just kind of pick and choose when he want to go hard with scoring and when he want to start his dishing and rebounding. I feel like he designate the first and the third for his points and then the second and the fourth for rebounds and assists. Out of them six games, though, man, he only won three or four of them.
Which is crazy.
And it was against, like, Detroit and Toronto. He lost against the Sixers, lost against the Celtics. So it's kind of saddening to see him putting up those type of numbers and losing.
Oh, man. I was gonna try to bring it up, but I guess Juice said I got you.
but the thing about it is too, we gotta realize the team that he's on. Like that's not really a great built team around him. You know what I mean?
And
that's,
I don't know.
That's the scary part though, because like if he actually had a full team around him, like that was built to win like that, they would be great. But that team right there is going to cap out maybe first round, unless, like, you know, Luka does his magic, he might get them to the second round of the playoffs. but they're only going to get but so far, and that's the issue. So it's great, but I feel like it's only a matter of time before we see him with that Nuggets jersey on with Jokic, and then we can't do nothing about nothing.
That would be a very boring game. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Right now, Luka's MVP. There's nobody. If he gets them to the sixth seed, bro, he's MVP. I'm gonna tell you why. When Jokic won his first, Jokic was a sixth seed, wasn't he? Either the first or the second.
You're right.
Sixth seed. And the fact of the matter is, there's really nobody playing better than him right now. Like you can say Shea, but when you look at the teams and you look at the teams without them, if you take Shea off OKC, OKC might not win as many games, but they still win it. You take Luka off of Dallas, Dallas is Detroit.
Nah, bro, I can't agree with that one.
Bro, Dallas
without Shea, who gonna score for them?
That's crazy.
Bro, if you look, there's actually numbers that prove it, and that's why people actually say Shea wouldn't get it, because Shea's team is still built to win.
I don't know, bro.
But a top seed though. I think they like the story. I think the storyline is in Shea's win.
But we've seen the MVP choices in the past. Top seed don't matter. They want box office. They want the person that's going to excite them the most, and that's how the media votes. The media don't vote like that.
It should be.
Unless they're trying to vote against Embiid, which they've done before, even when Embiid has had the first seed, but that's a different conversation for a different day. And because he's coming back in a few weeks, but they don't vote like that. The media, whether we want to admit it or not, man, the media is biased.
And against Tatum, too. We say Tatum as well. I think it's weird. Hold on, bro. They pick and choose the games that they want to fault him for. Like when he played against Denver last week, they were like, oh, that's why he's not getting the MVP. All right, bro, that's one game out of 82.
But the thing about it, bro, and it doesn't take away from Tatum because I'm a Tatum fan, but when you compare his consistency to a Shea or to a Luka, it's not the same.
I agree. I feel that.
So, like, that's the issue with Jason, and I don't know if – I think we can, but I don't know if the way the team is made right now, if it's going to be like that. Because right now what we're seeing between Jason and Jalen is what people try to say the Bulls were in 96. Like, they try to say the Bulls were like, oh, Michael and Scotty was taking turns, and it was far from that. Right now we're seeing Jason and Jalen take turns, and Jason has to take the reins and be like, yo, I'm the best one out here.
Yeah.
What are we looking from that team? Are we looking at Luka? Are we watching? I wouldn't say a mild version, but are we watching James Harden on the Rockets?
No.
So what are we watching?
Why? Because James.
I had to ask.
James Harden was tough, bro.
Harden on the Rockets was tough, but Luka don't fold in the clutch. James was folding in the clutch.
I don't disagree with you.
You folded in the clutch.
It's an uncomfortable conversation. None of us wanted to say it, but I'll be a bad guy. James folds in the clutch. That's why
that's crazy, bro.
He is what he is. Like, yo, it don't take away from the fact that James is a great player.
You say he don't win either.
if you got to take, so you telling me in the fourth quarter, if you got to take Luka or you got to take Houston James, which one are you taking?
That's not a question.
Prime James?
No, Julius, stop it. Don't even.
Bro, y'all wilding, man.
Prime James couldn't get past the Warriors.
You take it. So, okay.
What do you mean? You said it like they sorry.
You mean when you have a 2-1 lead or 3-2 lead?
Bro, Luka Doncic might not have won a game against that Warrior team.
Bro, Dude. I don't know about that. He knocked out Phoenix.
Okay. Let's be honest about the Rockets.
Come on, man. Phoenix,
bro. We got to be honest about the Rockets back then. If we were going to talk about the Rockets, yeah, James was a catalyst, but that team was built for offense and to score. That was like those old Phoenix teams. Like basically, right. He turned them into Steve Nash on steroids, essentially. But dude, it's the fourth quarter. Hold up, it's the fourth quarter. Your life on the line. Neil Long, like, yo, Julius, I'm not giving you no time if you don't win this game. You got to put your best player in. You putting in Luka or you putting in James Harden?
Fate of the world on the line.
Fate of the world
on the line. I want Iguodala, man. Shout out to Max, man. Give me Luka.
Shout out to Max.
You right. I'll take Luka, but James Harden was no slight in 2000.
So let's take this. Just because I know we went there crazy. When you look at Luka and the team that he has right now, the team that they've built, right, that the wonderful owner, one of the best owners in the league has put together. Give me a number. What does your number two star have to make? Like, what are you thinking that contract should be? And I'm going somewhere with this, so follow me. Luka's at $40 million a year.
Mm-hmm. I know where this is going.
Where's the second star need to make? What does he have to make?
Well, personally, I think that second star should be a power forward, small forward type.
Well, sure. We've seen in basketball history, you need a forward or a center. You
need a big man.
A guard.
He really need an Anthony Davis like type of player.
If he gets something like that, that's crazy.
Yeah,
but Cuban got to know that.
I would say probably right on par with him, 35, 40 million a year.
Got you. So the 37 million that Kyrie's making.
I knew it, bro. That's why I didn't want to touch it, bro. No.
Kyrie, a nice compliment to him, man. But
no, he's not.
I think so. Well,
you can't. This is all I'm saying. When you look at, we've seen it before, and you look at Dame and CJ. We've seen it in Portland. Like this thing to me, it's not going to materialize anything else. The next person on that list is making 17 mil. That's Tim Hardaway Jr.
If we want to keep it a buck, the person that the type of player that he should have is the type of player whose ego didn't allow him to be great with the team. That was Kristaps Porzingis.
That could have worked.
And he blew it. He admitted it. Like, it was ego. A player, a big man who can play inside and out, who can stretch the floor, it was Porzingis. But that's fine, because we probably going to end up getting, unfortunately, in Denver. And
he's not going to Denver. What are you talking
about? It's going
to
be
Marco, who going to leave for him to go to Denver?
Dallas is – look, Mark Cuban's not letting go his prize, bro.
They got to let everybody go.
We forgetting, Dallas, that Mark Cuban ain't the majority owner of that team no more.
This is very true. That is a very true statement.
And
I appreciate your candidness, sir.
Listen, I'm just trying to be honest, man.
Well, tell me this. How far they go? 36, 11, and 11. He got to get out the first round having a triple-double, bro.
One round.
He got to.
Who they playing? Who they matched up with right now?
I said, hold on. You mean,
if they get the sixth seed, unless they match up with, like.
Right now, first round, they would be playing.
Thunder.
The Thunder, yeah.
They at eight right
hold
now.
Hold up. But what's their record against the Thunder, though?
That's a great question. I don't know. But I'm not mad at that 1-8 spot.
Shea go torch, dude.
Because who do you put on Shea? It's not Luka.
It's probably going to have to be Tim Hardaway.
Not Kyrie, but I'm about to say it's got to be Tim Hardaway Jr.
Cook.
But
at the same token, who you putting on Luka?
Probably Lou Dort.
Come on, bro. He going to give Lou Dort 50-11.
Hey, he going to do better than Tim Hardaway, bro.
Bro, he's going to give Luka 50. Luka's going to give him 50-11-13, bro.
Oh, no, man. But first we got to say, are the Mavs going to beat the Kings in the first game of the play-in?
Oh,
That's the first question.
That's a fact.
And if they lose, are they going to beat the Lakers or the Warriors?
So
that's a real question, bro.
So here's the thing: the Kings don't play no defense. So if I got to take who has the better offense, I'll take Luka and Kyrie for one game.
Over De'Aaron Fox and DeMontis Sabonis.
Yep.
Ooh. All right, let's get to it, man. Hey, I think it's a perfect segue.
That's essentially out shooting.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect segue into what we talk about next, because these playing games. It's gonna be real about pretender or contender. Can the upstarts beat the vet? This is a very good question. Because at the top of the Western Conference, we have Oklahoma City Thunder, Minnesota Timberwolves, the Clippers, who are actually coming, actually doing something with what they have right now. Shout out to Ty Lue. Pelicans, Phoenix, Sac, And we still got the bottom leading out Lakers and Warriors, Nuggets obviously still in there. But these are different. Eastern Conference got the same thing. Boston, which is just really, I mean, seven games out. They're seven games over the nearest person, which is the Bucks. Cleveland, who's a young team coming up. Let's just go right through it. We're gonna go right to it. Matter of fact, I'm just gonna both of y'all. The first one will be pretender or contender. I will go through these teams. We will talk about it if it gets crazy. All right. Give me the Boston Celtics, pretenders or contenders. Look at your face, though.
Contender, bro.
Why you have me there?
Say contender, man.
All right, Will, what you got?
Hey, Halle Berry and Monsters Ball. She fine, but you don't know if you want to be with her.
What?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. She fine, but you don't know you want to be. So you don't know if she's pretending or contender. The Celtics are number one, bro. But we all have seen this story where the Celtics will get to the playoffs and then they'll bomb out in the first round and then we'll be disappointed.
But they ain't bombing in the first round and it's usually second, right? Second or conference finals.
Yeah.
Well, with the way the East is,
yeah,
we don't know who they're gonna get first round.
All right, Bucks.
It's so tough, bro, because some days they be playing real good. Like yesterday.
Let's stop this, man. They're contenders, bro. Let's be real.
Contenders,
you got Giannis Antetokounmpo on the court. Like if he's on the court, they're contenders.
But they don't play defense.
But they're still contenders.
Hold on, wait. No, I'm gonna say pretenders because they got Doc Rivers. So your argument is thrown out.
Is this mic on? Great point.
Your argument is thrown out, bro.
All right, Cleveland Cavaliers.
They're contenders.
I think it's a very honest answer. I think with the people that they have, we've expected this team to do something 2 years ago.
Depending on how long Evan Mobley out.
And they be giving
Evan Mobley that's a good pickup, bro. I mean, you got a defensive stretch the floor. You still got Jared Allen back there. Like I think that is a solid team, but can they get it together in the playoffs?
In the seven game series, they match up against the Celtics. Just because of that, they're contenders.
I like it. Y'all would get them in if we had playoffs today, y'all would get them in the first round.
Yeah, but we own them though, so that's different.
But when is Joel back? That's a better question.
They say
by the end of March.
Yeah, they say like
okay. Tyrese came back tonight.
Yeah.
And Tobias, okay, so
who does Cleveland clearly beat out in the first round at three? Which they'll probably stay.
I got them over the Knicks, bro.
They'll probably stay in three.
So whoever that's. I got them playing the Knicks in the first round. If it stays that way, I see more or less Orlando playing Philly.
So the Knicks drop.
Yeah.
Okay.
If Joel comes back and he's healthy. It's gonna be Magic and Sixers at one of them will be 4 and 5.
Oh, it's a perfect name to bring up. Talk to me now. Orlando Magic, pretenders.
Orlando are contenders.
They're what?
Orlando are contenders. They're wait. They're pre-contenders. Okay. I'm not expecting them to
win. Okay. I like how you did that.
Y'all played y'all theme song. Orlando Magic. That's your cheesy boy with a pop.
Hey, the Pacers put belt to them boys yesterday. I think they pretenders on the verge of contending. They need some other players, man.
Them so they lose. A lot
of utility players, like right now. Yeah.
If the first round though, I mean, who you like? New York and Orlando.
New York.
Seven game series depends. If the Knicks ain't healthy, I'm taking the Magic.
New York. They just
the Knicks ain't healthy. I'm taking the Magic.
I mean, Drew.
OG just came back tonight. Mitchell Robinson coming back end of the season. Randall ramping up right now. I'm taking the Knicks in the playoffs, bro.
OG can only guard one player. You got Franz and you got Paolo. He got to pick his poison.
Josh Hart can guard somebody.
No, no, come on, man, stop that, bro. Josh Hart is not guarding no Paolo bench.
Stop. No. He not guarding Paolo.
He not guarding Franz either.
No, he too little to guard them two. Exactly. Randall can guard Franz though.
Hey, I'm gonna just say it just for fun. 76ers.
But hold up. One more thing on the Knicks though. Here's the thing. Yeah. Tom Thibodeau plays his players so much, which is my reason why. It's not that the Knicks aren't good, but he runs them into the ground, bro.
Yeah, that's why Brunson gonna get hurt. Like, bro, you hurt your knee. You coming back in two games and playing 40-plus minutes?
Crazy. Yeah.
Sixers are contenders if Joel comes back. If not, we're gonna have a good offseason.
Got it. I appreciate your candidness, sir. It's good.
Well, see, I'm not a biased person like my
Hey, co-host. Man, that's good. Like who?
Like my co-host.
Oh, on the other side. Okay.
LeJulius.
No. Bro, I just said they ain't gonna make the playoffs last week.
Yeah, but we talking about other stuff, LeJulius.
Oh, okay.
Tripping. Talk to me. All right, so we got in that play-in spot. Indiana and Miami, Chicago and Atlanta.
I only trust Miami.
Makes sense. You got a good reason to.
You don't trust Indiana?
No, Indiana was
Seattle. Indiana will beat the USA basketball team and then lose to the Wizards the next night.
Halliburton pulled a fast one on us early this season, boy.
I don't think it's that, man. I think he run down, and I don't think he's fully healthy.
I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. I think bro just trying to get them accolades, first team and second team, whatever he make. But he do not look the same right now, man.
All right, let's do this. I'm gonna run it down. We'll go to the Western Conference, run it down real quick. It took up Eastern Conference the whole time. OKC.
Contenders.
Good?
Yeah.
Obviously, we'll skip the Nuggets. We already know that. Don't be talking Hallie. What up, sis? Yo, shout out to Sis too, man. Much love for real. Well, we can't wait to get you back for real. You're gonna love the last segment. We talking real greasy. Minnesota.
Contenders.
If Cat come back, contenders.
And almost took out AD.
He did. I wish he had.
I took 27-25, but we gotta win by more with no Rudy out there and no Cat. I expected that. That was the least you could have did. Not the least, but I thought 27-25, I appreciate that. Clippers.
Continue.
Pelicans.
Pretenders.
Phoenix.
Contenders.
Pretenders.
Pelicans. Pelicans contenders. Suns contenders.
Jeez. Pelicans and the Suns are both pretenders.
I don't think so.
Sacktown.
Pretender.
Dang. I feel it. Dallas Mavericks.
Pretender.
That hurt. Lakers.
Pretenders.
Hey, look, man. You know what?
Pretenders,
dog. I said some greasy stuff last week. Pretenders. And this week,
that's even more greasy. That's crazy, bro. I ain't got time to argue with y'all.
They keep proving me wrong, man. Pretenders. I got to start against the gray.
You said, what did you say for the Warriors?
The Warriors are pretenders.
Whew, man. We're here. This is crazy to me that we're looking at it like this from this scope. That's a great tagline, producer says. It makes perfect sense. And is the question now, is the NBA in good hands moving forward with the young guns? Right before we take this commercial break, is the NBA in good hands with the young guns, the OKCs, the Celtics, these new guys? What are we going to see moving forward, man? We're going to talk more about this right after the break. You be safe.
It's not just about the love of the game. It's about dedication and commitment through the process and the patience to endure. There's joy in reaching your goals and peace in knowing you've done all you're supposed to do. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle.
Hey, I'm just seeing this, man. Shout out to Big Bro. Got to get into that, man. Ozell Brand. It's not just a brand. It's a lifestyle. Talk to it, man. Y'all can get that wherever shoes are sold. And you can get it. Website, order it. Wally World. Do it all, man. Shout out to Big Bro, man. Appreciate everything you do for the squad. Let's talk about this building around. And quick little side note. Do you see that? That Gaffer just got notification. Gaffer sets a record for Mavs big man. Mavs history made 23 straight shots.
What?
Crazy. I'm just saying. Pointing out there. I'm sure it's over flat in this game. Just throwing out there. Are they playing? But, say it again.
What are they playing?
Who are they playing?
They're playing the Bulls. I was going to say, I know Gafford didn't get 23 shots.
If it's Vucevic that he does guard them, then of course. <'cause>.
All right, talk to me, man. What this building around? I want to talk more, but obviously we have the names down here. Anthony Edwards, Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. These teams that we're talking about, we're sticking around with these younger players who are coming up. Obviously, we know where LeBron is and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Not out of the limelight, but we understand they're not going to give us what they were giving us 6-7 years ago. You know what I mean? Looking at that list, and you can bring anybody else onto it as you want. Out of these four, obviously the team that we're talking about, and you can bring mention anybody else. Who is the key player that you build around without a shadow of a doubt? Like I could build around that, and I know how to build around that to make a contending team. Will, let me start with you, and we'll get to Juke.
Oh man, out of all of them, I'm gonna go Ant. I'm gonna go Michael Jeffrey Jordan the third.
I appreciate your consistency because you've chosen Ant a few times in the past. I thought you might have got away from him, but talk to me how you build around that and what's the most potent offense for Ant as the centerpiece to be a championship contender.
Ant as a centerpiece, your point guard is Tyrese Maxey. Your point guard is Tyrese Maxey because you want somebody who can not only stretch the floor but also can be a complimentary piece to take over.
All right.
As center, I'm gonna keep Gobert. Gobert ain't really got it. He ain't really got to do much.
I like
play
it.
Close, grab the rebounds, play the defense. Small forward. Let me get Paul George. I need Paul George because I need a bigger wing. I need somebody who's gonna match Ant's intensity, and I'm gonna need somebody who literally can also lead on the floor. At power forward, that's where the difficulty comes in because I can't think of a power forward that I would actually put beside him who would actually be that good, that's not like a Giannis or anything like that. So if I have to choose a power forward, I kind of want to go old school. So let me get KG.
I like it.
KG don't need to demand the ball. KG going to get his points. He's going to get his rebounds.
He's going to play defense.
Gobert down low are going to defend. Gobert can still play low, and KG can continue to stretch the floor. So now you got at least three shooters around Ant, and then you got Rudy Gobert.
Maxey, George, and KG's hitting the mid-range. Yep. Rudy's got to be down there, play defense, get the rebounds. It's a solid five. Give me one person off the bench before I go away from
him. One person off the bench.
You're six man.
Let me get Russ.
It's not Russ, bad. Russ, D'Angelo or Russell Westbrook?
I want OKC Russell Westbrook.
Okay. Solid.
Let me make that clear.
I like it. Yeah. You talk to me, man. What person you picking to build around? And not only let's take it a step further, man. You got to beat that six, man.
Ooh.
You got to beat that six. Pick the person, build around it. And then tell me the team that you're going to beat that's led by Anthony Edwards.
He said, give me Luka Doncic.
Okay.
I'm going to have a big three. Luka Doncic, Tim Duncan, and my small forward is going to be, you know what? Spicy. He was talking his stuff earlier this week. Give me Paul Pierce, man, at the three. Give me Paul Pierce.
Wait a minute, dog. I didn't go that far on that, bro.
My bad. Okay, I'll keep it at Tim Duncan and I'll go back to right now.
That's a great point.
Let me tell you something. We posting it on social media. I don't like the disrespect, man.
I mean, he did go Tim Duncan.
And he OD'd on me, bro. He said Paul Pierce. I know what the truth's gonna do.
Hey,
personal.
For my other two power forward and shooting guard. Give me, I'm just trying to think of a, you know, 2, 3, and D maybe. Throw in.
Give me somebody today.
That's what I'm trying to think of, the perfect 3 and D.
Because right now, what you got? Luka, Timmy,
Paul Pierce.
Paul Pierce.
Yeah.
So you need it's a center and a shooting guard.
It's hard because they don't play defense like that, Julius.
Don't get me started on that, bro.
if you would be able to name him quick, but
who down there with Rudy Gobert, bro?
Give me OG.
He got 3 OGs.
Ananobi.
Oh, okay.
And the shooting guard. Give me him. Right. And then you said who down there with Rudy Gobert?
Yep. Cause you think about it, you got KG, Timmy and KD gonna go at each other. I mean, KG gonna go at each other. Then at your point guard position, I mean, Tyrese will probably stay with him, but Luke
already got Tim Duncan for him, man.
That's what I'm saying. You got Timmy for KG.
That's disgusting.
You know what I mean? You got Paul Pierce on Paul George.
Oh, I'm winning that.
That's crazy talk.
You winning that one?
Look at this. Paul Pierce on Paul George?
Big
dog.
Bro. Paul Pierce?
Not.
Absolutely.
Well, Kobe, it's too easy.
Right now, bro. I'll read right now.
Be too easy.
Go 55 minutes.
That'd be too easy, Nathan, for real. Who you put OG? Who your center, bro?
Man, that's tough, bro.
I think right now you're losing, bro.
I don't think I'm losing at all. Rudy Gobert is a non-factor. I got Tim Duncan, Paul Pierce, and Luka Doncic. I'm not losing.
OG on Anthony Edwards is crazy talk. I like Anna OG. That's a wash. I mean, he taking him out.
Bro, for center, just give me just give me Clint Capella, man. On Rudy Gobert. They'll cancel each other out. So whatever.
Okay. We got some minutes in this segment, man. Talk to me. We're just gonna run it down, right? Point guard, Maxie and Luka. Look at Will.
Hey, who's your two guard, Ju?
OG.
OG.
OG is your two guard.
Defensive purposes.
Luka, Maxie. That's one for Ju, right?
Second one for him.
OG. Yeah, OG on who is it? Paul George? No, Paul George is 3.
Who's your
OG on Ant. Duh. All right, that's it. Paul Pierce on PG 13.
That's PG, bro.
That is Paul Pierce, boy. That is the truth.
Put that in the comments, hey, y'all.
Put that point up, man.
If you are watching right now, give me Paul Pierce versus PG 13. Who is winning that matchup?
And we talking OKC Paul George, bro.
We talking about early Paul Pierce that we're giving all our favorite players.
Let's talk that, bro. Let me tell you something.
We talk about
the same way it was when he faced T-Mac.
Hey,
he alive.
We talk about the Paul Pierce that stared bro down at the 3-point line and told him what he was finna do.
We talking about the same Paul Pierce that had to go take a doo-doo and fake an injury in the playoffs.
Move on to the power forward. If that's out, it's still 1-1. Uh-huh. Timmy on KG.
Ooh. That's a push, bro.
What up, sis?
What up, Noor?
That's probably gonna be a push.
That's tough, bro.
It's better to do.
Absolutely not. Don't even do that. We need seeing these comments now.
I love it. Hey, KG and Timmy, man, what's good?
I don't know, bro.
That's a push.
I can't think that. Yeah,
that's a push.
There we go. All right. There we go, PG.
He a Laker fan. That's P-Nut. He gonna pick PG. He gonna pick. He don't like Paul Pierce.
Listen, hey, well, P-Nut right today, so shout out to P-Nut.
All right, so Luka Maxie, one for Ju, mm-hmm. Ant OG, one for Will, and then at small four we got PG versus PG 13 versus Paul Pierce.
PG taking it.
No,
we just got the vote.
All right, it's 1-1. It's 1-1. Are we doing a push on KG and Timmy?
Yeah.
All right. Timmy, don't listen to Timmy. All right.
Get out of here, bro. All
right, so all right, 1-1. You get a put, you get a we get a push on Paul Pierce and PG, and then we get a push on Timmy,
robbed.
Timmy and KG. Now it comes down to Rudy Gobert.
You were not about to tell me. I'll play Rudy Gobert, bro. You not
man. Look, bro.
Oh, that's crazy. Oh my gosh. Hey, Dwayne. Dwayne, tell me who you got. Rudy Gobert, Clint Capella, bro. Talk to me, bro. Hey, Dwayne, whatever Dwayne say, that's who win, bro.
Rudy is an 18-time defensive player of the year, bro. You're not about to do this, dog.
My boy just had 18 and 15. Yo,
Clint, Dwayne, where you at, bro?
Bro, that was one game, dog.
Talk to me, bro.
Rudy wins.
That was one game. No, bro, you can't go based on that, dog. Good dog, man.
Tell me who got it, bro.
That man got his 7 straight triple double.
Nah, Miles, you break.
I should win off of that alone.
I'm not trying to hear that, bro.
This man got another triple double.
He got 50-11 Defensive Player of the Year awards.
I'll tell you this.
He defeated Draymond Green. What I'm talking about.
Dunking all day. I hear you.
Don't say it like that, though.
Don't say it like
that. You're saying it disrespect. Nah, bro.
You can't.
He got Timmy, which is crazy. I love
it. Nah, Miles, you got to break it. You got up starting five. You need to determine PG and Paul and Rudy Gobert and Clint Capella. No, we ain't got to determine that.
Don't put the comment up yet, producer. I see Dwayne's comment. Don't put it up yet. No. That's a horrible choice.
Bro, I'm not even trying to
All right, so we got we went Luka Tyrese, right? All right.
No.
Then Ant. Yeah, Luka over Tyrese. This is just me talking. Paul Pierce and OKC PG-13, correct?
Yeah.
Right? Dwayne know what I'm talking about. I'm sliding. I'm going PG-13 to OKC. That's
wow.
Just now I will tell you this. Paul Pierce offensively was a monster. I think PG was a better two-way. That's just me though.
Man, bro,
we get to power forward,
bro.
We go to power forward. I got Timmy.
He took his face out the screen.
So this is the crazy thing. We still get to Rudy and Clint Capella because I take Timmy over KG.
Bro, we really about to debate Rudy versus Clint Capella?
That's what it keeps coming to, and I gotta go Rudy Gobert. I gotta go Rudy over Clint.
That shouldn't even have been a discussion, man. I'm appalled.
That's where it's at.
I'm appalled. That shouldn't even been a discussion.
But that's what I'm saying. If you got PG over Paul, I got Timmy over KG, then it still comes down to Clint and Rudy. Like, Drew threw Clint in there.
Bro, my question is, y'all keep saying OKC.
Horrible choices. That's exactly y'all, what it is. Let's get to this girl power, man. I think that team is great. And Tatum.
Bro. Come on, I'm undefeated in these coaching things.
Bro, you got your team loses this
bro, one. Bro, I'm a two-time champion.
Luka going to do it. Hey, Luka,
let's talk to it for real, man. Look,
Pierce, boy.
We got the we got nothing but craziness right now happening in the WNBA, women's NCAA tournament about to start. This is unprecedented. 2024 WNBA draft already sold out. Like, this to me is absolutely amazing. What are we seeing right now from women's basketball when you talk about a Caitlin Clark who's doing crazy numbers in Iowa, Juju who's doing crazy numbers at USC, the SEC championship that we just saw between LSU and South Carolina, where it got super chippy. If I'm 6'8", I'm not pushing no 5'10" person. That's just me. But it is what it is. You got a foot on somebody. You need to calm down, relax. What are we looking at right now, Drew? Talk to me on where women's basketball is right now, collegiate and professional.
I think to perfectly sum it up, I saw a comment earlier today that said the NCAA women's tournament is going to be way better than the men's tournament. And I'm not mad at that. Couldn't do nothing but agree about it.
The season has been better than the men's. If we're talking real.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
The star power has shifted, and it's all about college women basketball as far as college basketball sports go. And
what's going on, Brandon?
I don't think it's going to end, man, because we're going to keep seeing these young girls come up and doing unprecedented things as soon as they get into college. And it's like the anticipation continues to build up. Like today they just said Juju has what, the most points over Caitlin Clark for a freshman season. She like number three right now of all time, which is wild, dog.
That's wild. Now tell me this. After watching that championship and seeing, I mean, we had the Big Ten as well. Looking at South Carolina, looking at LSU, are these the two teams we're talking about when it comes to Final Four, hosting a trophy at the end? Like that wasn't a bad game. When you look at the optics of that game, right? I think every LSU ends up losing that game by seven. However, every quarter is within 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, we're going back and forth, you know, Angel, and obviously you have the freshmen who are doing their thing. Like, this is my thing. Is it just a wash for South Carolina? Because South Carolina had it last year, and they fumbled the bag, right? Lose your starting five. Like, this a lot riding on what South Carolina can do. Are we looking at these two teams, and is South Carolina clear over LSU when we talking about this championship this year?
I don't think nothing clear come tournament time, bro.
Yeah. So did South Carolina just run through the tournament? Meet LSU?
I think in the beginning they run through it. Them last eight teams ain't gonna be easy, man. That's for both sides, both tournaments, girls and boys. But I really hope that we get to see LSU and South Carolina one more time.
Oh yeah, I need it. Especially after this security. Six players got ejected, bro.
I wonder if they're gonna be suspended though.
I'm not fully
sure. Did you see her brother, Floyd's brother drop over the tick?
Like, bro, sit down. These a bunch of girls out on the floor.
Why did you jump over the tick?
He saw how tall Camilla was. He even thought that. He calmed down real quick.
Jumped up and then put his hands in his pocket, boy.
I mean, I'm not really sold on LSU yet. Andrew tried to do everything to convince us that they're not scared of SC, and I think they are.
You make that clear. We're not scared.
Right. Yeah. I don't see it. Ooh. And when you consider the fact that SC didn't have Camilla at the end, Angel was still playing, and LSU still couldn't pull the win out. That tells me a lot. And it's not I like Angel, but it's just one of those things where it's not computing. So I'm not sure. Everybody's talking about all these other people, but I want to talk about Notre Dame.
That's crazy.
Hey.
That's crazy. Because homeboy was going for that judge. No question, bro. My man's hopped over quick, like he was about to swing on a female. Like, come on, man.
I will say this, bro.
We keep talking about all these great players, but we're and I always butcher her name, and I'm sorry. Hannah Hidalgo.
Yeah, that's it.
Notre Dame.
Hidalgo.
She is literally in this show, and every conversation we have about Caitlin and we have about Juju, we have to have about her. If you think about what she's done, and it's her freshman season, she's 5'6". She was the ACC tournament MVP. She put up 31 on South Carolina, and she put up 35 against UConn, if I'm not mistaken. She's third in scoring nationally. She's averaging 4.5 steals a game.
Fire.
Like, for the season, she's giving you 23, 6, 5, and 4. And she was first team all ACC. Now, mind you, this is a 5'6 point guard who's like doing all this and controlling games. As much as we talk about Caitlin and Juju, we have to talk about Hannah because she's having a tremendous career. I mean, a tremendous year. And she should be in that Player of the Year nomination. Now, as far as National Player of the Year, of course, we know it's probably going to be Caitlin. But if we're being honest about it, Juju had a crazy year.
Oh, for sure.
You know what I mean? It's just one of those things. I think college basketball is in a good place. The WNBA is in an incredible place. Let Michael Porter Jr. tell you, WNBA players are compared to ping pong players, but of course he's an idiot, so whatever.
Big fact.
Then the Aces are the first WNBA team to literally have a season ticket sellout. Like women's basketball is here. It's not only time to embrace it, but it's time to put it on the grandest stage where it should be.
Agreed.
Behind it, enjoyment behind it because these women are balling and they balling better than the men.
It's a real statement, man. Shout out to C, man. Make sure you check out Sports Talk with C, man. She is in at these court sideline seats, man. Like for real, getting to it. Shout out to sis, man. We're gonna hurry up and get back. All right, we'll go ahead and pray over this thing. Speedy recovery, get on back to us. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I need that, but that I think what you're talking about is great. I think exactly what you're talking about is good. WNBA is in a good spot. Women's basketball as a whole, collegiate and professional, is in a good spot. And what we're seeing are just talented players. And if we look at the new age of what people are learning about basketball, the way to play the game, this is AAU circuit type stuff. Like it has come to the forefront, and now it is on broadcast TV, right? This is what we're seeing. We're seeing Juju come in looking crazy. Like when you look at the other freshmen, like Michaela, like Malaysia, Hannah, obviously, like they came to play and they came to play basketball, and they're not apologizing for being a freshman. I'm gonna come in, I'm gonna take my spot. So I appreciate that. You know what I mean? So make sure, look, if you don't check out the WNBA, don't check out women's NCAA basketball, it's here. And I'm telling you, if you get bored watching the men in the tournament, the women over there playing for real, for real.
Man, WNBA basketball just on a nightly basis is exciting. So
big facts, man.
Make sure you tune in. And see the page also.
I tune in and watch. I think this is it. You got to watch them go for a three-peat, of course. You know what I mean? Make sure y'all tune in, man. 494 here on MTMV Sports. I am Miles Austin. I am Miles Austin on everything. Wildress, Mr. Teddy Farrow on everything. Juju_ chasing dreams. You want to support the vision, support the mission. You know exactly what it is. Cash App, $ $494 podcast.
It's hug time. Ladies, come on now. Send them Cash Apps in so you get these hugs. I'm throwing this Armani code or Prada, whatever cologne you put on.
Something.
And I'm hugging you. You know what I'm saying? I smell delicious. Okay. Yeah. I season my food.
Oh,
I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm here to console you. You know what I'm saying? If you're
married, please cut it.
You know what I'm saying? I meet you at the
I'm
gas
station. I'm going to smoke the rest of the week, bro. 9 to 5 on social media. Catch me. We done with the Niners, man.
Hey, guys, it's your girl, C, and you just watched the show on MTMV Sports Network. And if you like what you see and you want more exciting content, please like, share, and subscribe to the channel.